Chapter 3. Waking up, it's never more than a couple of seconds before it washes back over me. What's real? Wham! A sucker punch to the gut. Anger sits there with an evil grin. Misery is beside it, weighing me down like a brick. 3 weeks since my dad left and my mother and I moved into her great aunt Adelaide's house. Former great aunt. It's freezing here. Mid-year holidays, the depth of winter. My fingers are so cold I can't make a fist. The windows have to stay open because of the smell. Heaters are emergency use only because of finances. The only time I thaw out is in bed, and it takes ages because the world of electric blankets is past tense. There are 6 bedrooms here, including the one Adelaide actually died in. That door stays shut. Choosing my room was easy. I went for the one that stinks least. I've been spending a whole lot of time in bed since we moved in. It's like my body is telling me to hibernate, and I'm listening. It should make for a riveting essay on what I did in the school holidays. It turns out that we don't even own this house either. What my mother has inherited is a lifetime use of the house. When she dies, it goes to the Historic Homes Trust, not to me. So if she dies anytime soon, I'm on the streets, or back with my father. I guess that'd force us onto speaking terms, at least. Pity she can't sell the house, it'd be worth heaps. I've checked out the window of the local real estate agent. To make the inheritance even more oddball, there's some guy who gets to live out back, in the old stables building. That's in the will too, apparently. We haven't met him yet. He's away. My mother's not exactly thrilled with the arrangement, but it's like she says, at least we've got a roof over our heads. Which is more than we would have had. We don't have a cent left. We won't even have a car when the lease runs out at the end of the month. As if we could afford to fill it up with petrol anyway. There was a chance that Adelaide might have left my mother some cash, but no such luck. She left her money to the National Gallery, which I doubt needs it as much as we do. The only thing the lawyer handed over when we went to see him was a black ebony jewellery box. My mother's eyes lit up. But I could see the lawyer felt apologetic, so I knew she wouldn't find what she was rummaging for. Who got the